Welcome to the podcast of Maranatha Ministries. I'm Rick Frank, Senior Pastor of Maranatha, and I pray you'll be blessed by today's message. You can access all of our church information by going to our website at www.mmchurch.com or on all social media by searching at MM Church. And now be blessed by listening to today's message. Proverbs 15, verse number 15, all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. He who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. I'm going to name this sermon, Change Your Attitude's Altitude, and I'll explain that as we go on through this message today. Change Your Attitude's Altitude. All right, let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I'm asking that you will anoint my lips, this tongue of flesh, these lips of clay. I am nothing without you, and we do not want to hear today what's in my heart, Lord, but what's in my heart from you. I pray that you will speak to us through me, touch my mind, my understanding, and let me speak words of life and of truth today. We ask this all in Jesus' wonderful name. Everyone said, amen. We're living at a time when this verse of scripture really is demonstrated before us, perhaps as never before, because the Bible says all the days of the afflicted. That word afflicted comes from a Hebrew word that means to be depressed in our minds. When you're afflicted, according to this verse, you are depressed in your mind. I would dare say, I have not studied the statistics, but I would dare say depression is one of the biggest problems in our generation. People are depressed because of the way society is. No matter what side of the aisle you fall on, people are depressed because of what's going on and how things are taking place. And the problem is that the state of the heart or the condition of the heart is what governs our outward actions, our outward appearance, our outward life. It is the state of the heart. And the Bible says the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. Now, I love that because when I wake up on Monday morning, I'm having a feast. And as I go through my day on Monday, it's a feast day. I'm having a good time because I started it with the Lord. And if you don't start your day with some scripture reading and some praise and some worship and some prayer, set a few minutes aside to get that done when you get up in the morning. The first thing, amen, start your day with Jesus. Praise God. Get your mind on Jesus. Now, this is an interesting story I came across. It was in the Reuters news agency. This is back from a few years ago, but it's true nonetheless. There was a Chinese woman. I can't pronounce her name. I'm not going to try. I don't want to offend her. This is a true story. She began to suffer mysterious symptoms when she turned about 20 years old, mysterious physical symptoms. And what was happening was she started to lose her ability to move her legs nimbly and her arms, and she started having difficulty doing all these things. And the doctors did neurological tests and all kinds of things, and they could not find anything wrong. And so she just continued to deal with the problems. And let me just throw this in. It's not in my notes, but people are doing the same thing with sin. Sin is causing such problems in their life, and they're going to the wrong sources to try to find out what their problems are. My friend, if you can take care of the sin issue, you will find that a lot of other things in your life start straightening out. And so 2 decades had gone by, 20 years later now, and she was getting no better. In fact, she was getting worse. She started getting severe chronic headaches. This is a true story. Severe chronic headaches, and they didn't know what was wrong. But since they were headaches now, they decided that they were going to do a, let me get it straight here. They were going to do an X-ray and a CAT scan on her head, since now she's having severe headaches. Guess what they found? This is a true story. They found an old rusty pin piercing her brain. And the head of the pin was flush with the skull. And so nobody, including her, knew that she had a rusty pin sticking into her brain. So what they surmised was that as a baby, she rolled over on a pin and it pierced her soft skull, and nobody ever knew it was there. And as she grew with this problem in her brain, pain started to develop through her body. Pain and issues that she didn't know where it was coming from. And finally, they figured it out. Let me tell you something, folks. Part of the problem with our world today is what's going on in people's heads. You need to get your head straightened out. You need to put your mind on Jesus, because we are carrying around all kinds of rusty pins in our brains that need to be cleaned out. Praise God. Amen. They did surgery on her, took that pin out, and she was fine. I tell you what, there came a day in my life and it was falling apart and I was breaking down, and they washed me up in Jesus' name in that baptismal tank, and suddenly my life started getting better. My friend, if you have not repented, if you have not been baptized in that precious name of the one who died for you, let me encourage you to do it and take the rusty pin out of your head of all the thoughts and all the things that are wrong in there. Get rid of it. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't God good? Be not conformed to this world, Romans 12:2 tells us. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? The renewing of your mind. The renewing. Oh, if we could get this society to renew their minds, this world would be a different place. What is heaven going to be like when we get to a place that the only people there are people with renewed minds? Perfect was going to be. Perfect. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let me read that to you from the New Living Translation. It says this: don't copy the behavior and the customs of the world. Just because they're doing it doesn't mean it's okay. Just because it looks good doesn't mean it is good. Just because it seems right to the human mind does not mean it's right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I feel Jesus. I didn't plan on preaching like this. I just had this stuff and it's coming out good. It wasn't coming out good when I was making preparations, but it's coming out good. Aren't you glad Jesus is running the show here? Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but what should you do instead? Let God transform you into a new person. Wait a second. How? By changing the way you think. Go ahead and clap. Don't get embarrassed. By changing the way you think, then, I'm still quoting in the New Living Translation, Romans 12:2, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which, by the way, I interjected that. By the way, I put that in there. The rest is now back to the scriptures, is good and pleasing and perfect. The will of God is good and pleasing and perfect. Hallelujah. So how do we renew our minds? Because that's really what the problem with our world is. That's the challenge that faces every one of us when we come to know Jesus, is this process that begins taking place as our minds are being renewed. Well, first of all, obviously, you need to be born again. You need to be born again. And this time, when you get born this time, you see, born again means we have two parts to us, flesh and spirit. And we are born fleshly when we are, whenever it was. For me, it was, what, 38 years ago, 39 years? Oh, wait, 60-something. Thank you. But I was born again 40-something years ago. 48. This. I was born in 19. Shh. I was born 1957, but I was born again in 1976. I almost said five, but it was January, so it was now 76. I was born in 1957, but I was born again in 1976. And I tell you what, the first birth got me there, but without the second birth, I would already be dead. And I don't mean to get off my notes and back into my testimony, but you know my testimony. By the time I was 18 years old, I was an alcoholic. I was a drug abuser, and I was a smoker. And those sins would have killed me by now. But Jesus said, we got to get that pin out of your brain. Let's get the pin of drugs out of there. Hey, I got to see a pin back there of alcohol. We need to pull that one out. That's going to destroy you. And what about this cursing? Let's pull all these pins getting pulled out. And here I am, 66 years old and still going strong because of Jesus. And I'm not trying to say that he'll take care of all your ailments, but I am trying to say it does not matter if I'm 66, 76, 56, or 46. When I leave this planet, I have got eternal life waiting for me. Hallelujah. I don't understand people that don't want Jesus. Praise God. He gives you this life and eternal life. I got a wife, a lovely wife. I've got three beautiful children. I've got nine awesome, best grandkids you ever saw. Your grandkids, they got to control them. My grandkids, I mean, tell you. Why do I have that? It's the blessing of the Lord that he gave me. Amen. Will he give you those blessings? Maybe, maybe not. But he will give you blessings that you need. The blessings of the Lord. He daily loadeth me down with blessings. Serve Jesus. This is going to become a two-part sermon. Let me read to you from the New Living Translation. Did I already do that? Oh, okay. I don't even know where I am in my notes. Yeah, I did. I'm reading. I said, he's not even listening to me. Elbow him, will you, Misty? Wake up. Don't copy. You remember this now? Don't copy the behaviors and the customs of the world. I said that, didn't I? It's good. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Your problem is not the bank account. Your problem is not the job. Your problem is not the bills. Your problem is the way you think. That needs to be transformed. And being born again. Oh, yeah, I did all this stuff because that's how I got into me being born again. We renew our minds by being born again. Now, let's get into this next part. Maybe I'll start wrapping this up and I'll finish this next week. The wrong we do after we are born again. The wrong we do after we are born again is that we refuse to learn things differently. Be not conformed to this life, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can't be born again, get baptized in Jesus' name, get filled with the Holy Ghost, and then keep walking down the same path. You have to allow Jesus to change you. He does that by changing your thoughts. I'm going to wrap this up by giving you my testimony again. I'm sorry, folks. A lot of my sermons recently, I've been talking about my testimony. I don't know why. Maybe some new person needs to hear it. Maybe I need to remind myself. He changes you, not by condemning you, but by renewing your mind. And I'll give you an example. When I came to church, I could curse and swear with the best of them. In fact, I didn't really know how to complete a sentence without putting adjectives in there that we can't say. That's how I was. It just flowed from me. But I was beginning to think differently and did not even realize I was beginning to think differently. And if you ever wondered why it's so important that you, number one, come to church, but number two, don't just come to church and go home and live your life. Get involved with things that are going on. Get involved with what's taking place. When the ladies are doing some ladies' function, go to it. When the men call for a prayer meeting or a men's cookout, go to it. If they're looking for helpers to help clean the building, sign up. I thought you said get together with people. There'll be other people here cleaning with you. Sign up to do, you'll go see Bruce. Hey, Bruce, can I help out? Yes, I'll put you on this team. You'll be with other members of the church. That automatically begins to change you. I started hanging out with the young men of the church. There were other teenage young men, and I started hanging out with them. And we went to a picnic one day and played basketball with them. And I was all this stuff I was now doing with Christians. And guess what these guys never did? I didn't even realize it. They never cursed. I did not even notice. And I did not even notice that because I was hanging around with them, I also was no longer cursing. Didn't even realize it. My thoughts were changing just because of who I was allowing to fill me. And so it had been a few months now, and I was at work one day, and I had stopped cursing, didn't even realize it. You won't even realize the changes God is making you. If you will be faithful to church, get together with people, get involved. Don't just show up at church and go home. Find out what the ladies are doing. Find out what the men are doing. Find out how you can help. Get and become part of the activity. I'm sitting at work one day, and an old friend that I had not seen since before I went to church, who I used to hang out with, he had left the job, got moved somewhere, and got another job. He came back because he needed to get his tax forms from the company. And he walked in, and I saw him. And he came over to say hi to me because I hadn't seen him since B.C. You know what I mean by B.C., right? Before Christ. I hadn't seen him since before then. So when he walked up to me, I just started talking to him the way we used to talk. Blankety blank this, how the blankety blank are you? Where the blankety blank, I gotta be careful. I don't wanna slip here. Strike that from the video. And when he was done, it was great to see him. He walked away, I thought, it's good to see him. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost that now lived inside of me simply spoke one sentence to me, and he simply said, some of you heard this before, but some of you haven't. He simply said to me, we don't talk like that in heaven. He didn't say, you no good, I gave my life for you, and you're done. But next thing you know, as soon as you hang around with your old friends, you're right back to the way you were. You're not worth the blood I shed. What is wrong with you? You know, no. He loves me. He wasn't condemning me. He didn't convict me. He just said, in heaven, we don't talk like that. And when I realized that, I thought, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be like heaven. I want to be like Jesus, not like him. I want to be like my Savior, not like this world. I want to be more like him, not more like them. He didn't say, you ever do that again, I will beat you down. I'll whoop you to an inch of your life. He didn't say that to me. Some mamas do, and that's good. Some of us need it when we're kids, right? Right, girls? Our twins down there. Your mama probably said that to you a few times, huh? God bless strong parents. That's not God's job. That's your job. You be the roughie. Let God be the good one. You beat him, and then let him go to Jesus to find help. But that's what Jesus wants to do with every one of us. We are being transformed into his image. When he convicts you and makes you feel lousy about what you did, it's not because he's angry. It's because he's trying to remove a rusty pin out of your head. So that you can get rid of the pain that's all through your body and all through your spiritual body and all through your mind. He's trying to pull those rusty pins out. Constantly pulling rusty pins. Jesus, search me.
Thank you for listening to the Maranatha Ministries podcast. If this message touched you, please make sure to subscribe for more sermons from Pastor Frank and the ministry team here at Maranatha, as well as follow us on our social media platforms. We are located in Schenectady, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us during our weekly Sunday service starting at 10:30 a.m. We look forward to you joining us again next week for another anointed message. Thank you, and God bless.